one thing you didn't mention, I think, Blair, is that these are what originally were congregational. They merged, and the UCC, the United Church of Christ, is what you're affiliated with. How long have they been including women as pastors?
Well, we were actually some of the first. One of the hallmarks of the United Church of Christ is that we do pride ourselves in being sort of first in especially issues of social justice and social concerns. And so one of the first women to be ordained was Antoinette Brown Blackwell. And she was ordained in the 1800s. And she was the first woman to be ordained. Then, of course, there was some backlash, quite a bit of backlash, and women found it very difficult to serve as clergy in pulpits until it became much more accepted after the women's movement in the 60s. And now I'm happy to say over half of the United Church of Christ clergy happen to be women. So we have come a long way at parity in this denomination for women clergy.
Okay, I don't want to brag or anything, but of course I didn't grow up Quaker, but I've been Quaker for the last 30 plus years. And Quakers decided men and women were equal in the ministry in the mid-1600s. So I kind of think, you know, you could get second place at best, I'm afraid.
I have to say that if I wasn't UCC, if for some reason the UCC disappeared, I would definitely be a Quaker. I'm a pacifist, and I appreciate Quakerism and Quakers and how you do things. So that would have been a journey for me. But, of course, you don't have clergy, so I wouldn't have had a job.
Yeah. Actually, most of us are unprogrammed, but there are programmed Quakers as well, those that do have pastors. And so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
sure,
women.
That's what I know. Yeah.
There. The ones here in Eau Claire are unprogrammed, like the original form of worship, so.